Sequence jungle top loop for warm tape style grit in Ableton Lev 12, intermediate. Let's build that classic jungle high-end engine that makes the whole drop feel like it's moving faster, without stepping on your brake or your bass. Settle in at 172 BPM. That tempo is a sweet spot where jungle hats can be busy, but you can still hear the swing. First, make a new MIDI track and load a drum rack. We're going to keep the sound palette simple, but intentional. Grab 5 types of hits. One tight closed hat that's short and clean, like a little tick. A second closed hat that's noisier and a touch longer, more gritty. One airy open hat or ride for lift. One shaker or small percussion for shuffle. And optionally, a tiny Foley tick like a vinyl click or stick noise. Super quiet, but it adds personality. Quick mindset check before we program. The top loop isn't replacing the brake. The brake is the story. The top loop is the motor. If you get this right, your bassline feels more locked. Your break feels more expensive, and your drop feels faster. Now create a 2-bar MIDI clip and set your grid to 1/16. We'll build it in rolls, timekeeper, texture, and lift. Start with the timekeeper. Put your tight closed hat on the offbeats. In bar 1, place hits on 1.2 and 1.4. In bar 2, place hits on 2.2 and 2.4. Keep the velocity pretty consistent, around 85 to 100. This is your anchor. This hat is the one thing I want to feel dependable, like a drummer's foot keeping time. Next, add the texture layer, your noisy hat, but don't do the trap of constant loud 16 THS. Jungle texture is ghosty. It's felt more than heard. Try placing the noisy hat on the .3/16th inside each beat, 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, 1.4.3, then the same for bar 2, 2.1.3, 2.2.3, 2.3.3, 2.4.3. Now here is the important part. Velocity. Put these in the 35 to 65 range and vary them. Don't just randomize everything and pray, though. Think like a drummer's hand pattern. A couple slightly louder ghosts approaching the snare, and quieter ones immediately after the snare. If you do that, the loop starts to feel arranged, not looped. Then add lift. Choose a ride or open hat, and use it sparingly. Two good starting accents are 1.4.1 and 2.4.1. Right at the start of beat 4 in each bar. That gives you that end of bar upshift, without turning the whole top end into a wash. If it's too washy, shorten the note length or swap to a tighter ride. At this point, play it over a break, and listen for one thing. Does it sound like it's trying to be the break cymbals, or does it sit above them like a layer of motion? If it's competing, we'll fix it with timing and tone, not by turning it down and getting up. Now let's make it swing like jungle. Open the groove pool. Pick a swing 16 groove or an MPC style swing. Apply it to the clip and start with groove amount around 20 to 35%. Add a touch of random, like 3 to 10, and a tiny bit of velocity influence, like 5 to 15. Subtle. We're not making it drunk, we're making it human. And here's the secret sauce. Manual microtiming. Don't move everything. Keep the offbeat hat pretty stable, because it's your timekeeper. Then take a few ghost hats and nudge them slightly late. Just a few milliseconds. You're creating that skipping, lazy forward jungle feel. If you want to go more advanced, try a push-pull split across layers. Keep the offbeat hat close to the grid. Push some ghost hats late. Pull the shaker slightly early. That push-pull creates perceived speed without adding extra notes. Also, Live 12 has many transformations that can help you get in the zone fast. Use something like add probability on ghost hits only, lightly. So a few notes drop out now and then, or add a variation at low intensity to get timing and velocity movement, but always curate after. Delete anything that steals attention from the snare. In jungle, the snare is sacred. Now let's clean up the samples inside the drum rack. Open the sampler for each hat, and do quick discipline moves. High pass the hats, usually somewhere around 200 to 500 HC. You're not removing body. You're removing garbage. Low junk in hats piles up fast and makes your whole drum bus feel cloudy. Tighten decay and release so nothing is smearing over the snare. Long tails are the fastest way to lose punch, especially on amen-style breaks. And here's a nice trick. On the noisy hat, try transposing down 1 to 3 semitones. It adds weight and grit without making it louder. Stereo note. Don't make everything wide. Pick one airy layer to be wide, and keep the rest slightly narrow. If your break is already wide, your top loop should often be a bit narrower so the break owns the stereo excitement. Now we'll build the tape-style grit chain using stock Ableton devices. Put this on the drum rack track, or better, group your top loop elements and process the group. Here's the chain order: EQ8, saturator, drum bus, glue compressor, Optional auto filter, then utility. Start with EQ 8 before saturation. This matters because saturation exaggerates whatever you feed it. Set a 24 dB per octave high pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Then check for harshness. If it's biting, dip around 6 to 10 kHz by 1 to 3 dB with a medium EQ. If it's brittle on the very top, do a gentle shelf down above 12 kHz, maybe half a dB to 2 dB. The goal is smooth present, not fizzy expensive toothbrush. Teacher tip. Do this part at low volume. If hats feel present when you're monitoring quietly, they'll be too sharp when you crank it. Next, saturator for warm tapish push. Use soft sine or analog clip. Start drive at around 3 dB, and explore 2 to 6 dB depending on how aggressive your brake is. Turn soft clip on. Then gain match the output so it's the same loudness before and after. If you don't gain match, you'll always think the louder one is better, and you'll overcook it. If the saturation darkens the hats too much, and a tiny high shelf after, like plus 0.5 to 1 dB around 8 to 10 kHz. Tiny. Think seasoning, not repainting the wall. Now drum bus. This is where you get density and control the bite. Try drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 10%. And be careful. Crunch can turn tape grid into hissy sandpaper really fast. Use damp, often between 30 and 60%, to keep things smooth. And transients, somewhere between minus 5 and plus 5. Depending on whether you want more tick or more smear. For jungle tops, I often want a touch more density, not a ton more spike. Then glue compressor for gentle bus control. Attack around 3 ms, release on auto ratio 2:1. Lower the threshold until you see 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. Keep makeup off and set gain manually. You're gluing a hat bus, not flattening a kick drum. Optional. Auto filter for movement. A simple HB12 or BP12 can work. You can add a synced LFO at 1/8 or 1/4, but keep it tiny. You want motion that you feel, not a loud wah effect that screams plug-in. Then utility for stereo discipline. Turn on bass mono even on hats, because it centers any low junk that sneaks through. Set width around 80 to 110%. If your brake is wide, try 85 to 95% on the top loop so you don't get a facey mess. Now the big mixing move, sidechain, so the top loop breathes with the brake and optionally the bass. Classic method, add a compressor after the glue, turn on sidechain and feed it from your brake bus or drum group. Ratio around 2:1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release 60 to 120 ms. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of ducking when the snare and kick hit. You should feel clarity, not ear pumping. If you want it even cleaner, duck the highs only. That way the gritty mid texture stays stable while the airy top tucks out of the way of the brake cymbals. You can do that with multi-band style dynamics or a split-band setup. Now let's make it feel like a record, not a loop. A simple 32-bar approach. In the intro, keep it filtered and darker, like the top loop is arriving from a distance. In the build, bring in the noisy 16th ghosts and any shaker movement. In the drop, go full top loop, and add the ride accent to every couple bars. Every 8 bars, do a quick variation. Mute the offbeat hat for 1 bar, then slam it back in. That silence is impact. Here are a few fast micro variation wins. A super quiet 1/32 flam just before a snare, like a little pre-hit. One extra ride at the end of bar 2 is a turnaround, or pitch down one ghost hat hit as a one-time event, so it feels perform. Want a darker, heavier vibe without harshness? Try the dirty layer trick. Duplicate the top loop track. Low pass it around 6 to 8 kHz. Saturate it harder, then blend it under the clean one quietly. It adds smoke and thickness without adding fizz. Another pro check. Temporarily high pass your entire mix around 300 Hz on the master. Don't keep it there. It's just a test. If the groove still feels fast and coherent, your top loop rhythm is doing its job. If the groove collapses, fix the pattern and accents. More saturation will not solve a rhythm problem. Common mistakes to avoid while you're dialing this in. If you fill every 16th loudly, it will sound cheap and exhausting. If you saturate without EQ discipline, you'll get harsh hiss around 8 to 12k that fights the break. If you go wide on everything, you'll get facey, smeared high end. If you leave it perfectly quantized, it'll feel stiff against classic breaks. And if your hat tails overlap the snare, your snare loses crack, no matter what you do on the master. Mini exercise to lock this skill in. Make 3 versions of the same top loop. Version A is clean, mostly EQ and a tiny bit of glue. Version B is warm, around 3 dB of saturation plus mild drum bus. Version C is aggro, around 6 dB saturation, more drum bus drive, but tamed with EQ so it's thick, not fizzy. Then use in the intro, B in the build, and save C for peak drop sections like 8 to 16 bars max. And if you really want to level up, print them to audio. Freeze and flatten. Add tiny fades to remove clicks, and manually trim any tails that hit the snare. That's the unsexy part that makes it sound like a real record. Final recap to lock it in. Build the pattern with a steady offbeat hat backbone, ghosty 16ths for movement, and sparse rides for lift. Add swing with groove pool and micro-timing. Get warm tape-style grit with EQ 8 into saturator into drum bus into glue. Keep it mix-ready with sidechain ducking and controlled stereo. Then evolve it across the arrangement so it feels performed. If you tell me what break you're using, like Amen, Think, or Hot Pants, and whether your bass is mainly sub-rolls or a mid-forward Reese, I can suggest exact ghost placements and timing ideas that lock into that specific pocket.